War, it happens each and every day. Over religion and power that people do and say. Usually ending after many lives are lost. Wish it didn't have to be that way, but that's a cause. Here's a war between Athens and Sparta. Over this, it was inevitable. They couldn't agree on peace. Funny thing, though, they just defeated the Persians. Certainly caused a rival polis subversion. The following is telling about these two combatants and events leading up into this whole thing happening. Either side win or lose, it really didn't matter. The country worn down turned into a disaster.
Introducing first from mainland Greece, it has the honor of holding the single most important monument of the ancient Greek civilization, the Parthenon. Ladies and gentlemen, Athens!
We Athenians were born and raised to count, play instruments, and learn how to say things properly. Govern our property, know when they write poetry, cause that's how it had to be. That flute in the background, I know how to play it. You, my friend, probably don't know what to even make of it. We develop bodies and develop our minds. It's time that we shine the Athenian kind. Philosophy, geometry, astronomy, and more. Your aptitude, intelligence, I'm sure is pretty poor. Our superior brains made the deal, and we've an alliance for protection from all our enemies. From that league that we're running, bringing lots of money in. And cause the navy runs the water, we can stop building statues and temples. Yes, it's that simple. The marble Parthenon is the city's crown jewel. We got so big that our allies just became our subjects. Not allowed to quit, get a friend and make them join it. If I'm a salesman, you're the buyer. Call me Sire. Delian League, no Athenian Empire. Let me slow it down so you can't understand. What we're telling you is that we own this land.
And their opponent from the southern peninsula of Peloponnesus had rose to become the dominant military power in the region and was leader of the Greek forces in the Persian Wars. Ladies and gentlemen, Sparta!
Prepare for glory, that's what Leonidas said. That mentality, brutality stuck in our head. We pride ourselves on discipline, obedience, and courage. Opponents decimated and utterly discouraged. I hear that flute in the background, but it's just noise to me. See, it changes nothing cause your body's still weak. Even our women got more heart than your men. They were trained to wrestle, run, and jump, and throw the javelin. The Delian League, come on, pleasey. Sneeze at that, we formed our own, the Peloponnesi. Southern city states, our power go to your head. And by the put a stop to it, leaving you dead. Peloponnesian war named after us. Thrust us in the limelight, ready to bust you. Although early on a decision wasn't clear, we were opportunistic, setting up for later years. Y'all sat around 50 years for the truth, but then we saw our chance, it's like we tightened your noose. Your gluttony and greed took your eyes off the prize. With the navy soundly beaten by Sicilian allies, took advantage of your weakness, started battle once more. This time, cut your food supply off at the shore. Survival of the fittest, my friends, it was fun. Yeah, Sparty's not that smarty, but Athens is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner by way of knockout in the third round and new heavyweight champion of the Greek world, Sparta!
So that's my final word on that. That's my summary of the fabled civil war that happened in Greece. For 30 years, Sparta ruled without much opposition. Feeling pretty good about his dominant position. But after a while of the poll, I felt some resentment about the attitude that Sparta represented. More war back and forth, city state to city state, opening the door for Alexander the Great. 2009, 2010. Yes, McGee. Done it again.